This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Authorities say the suspected Austin bomber blew himself up in his vehicle as a SWAT team closed in on him. Investigators have identified the suspect as 24-year-old Mark Anthony Condit, who they believe made the bombs used in the four Austin attacks this month, which killed two people and injured four others. Wednesday morning, law enforcement arrived at the home of the suspect's parents in suburban Austin, and one of his childhood friends is now giving a clearer picture of who that man was. Jeremiah Jensen and Mark Anthony Condit used to be tight. That was before Jensen left Pflugerville for college, SMU in Dallas. It had been a few years since they'd spoken. Then came Wednesday's news about the man authorities suspect is behind the recent string of bombings in Austin.
I woke up this morning and had about 10 reporters telling me that my friend was a serial murderer.
Jensen, a former KERA intern, was good friends with Condit when they were in their late teens. They were part of the same homeschool community and both belonged to Austin Stone Community Church. Their families often had lunch together after Sunday services.
People have asked me if I saw this coming or if I if he exhibited any tendencies that would have made me think that he was capable of something like this, and the answer is no.
Jensen says Condit struggled socially.
He could come off as kind of dominant and pugnacious in conversation. However, as he got to know you and as he became more comfortable over the couple of years that I knew him, he started to soften.
Jensen describes Condit as a philosophical guy, a deep thinker. He was athletic but didn't really play any organized sports. He was happy. Jensen wonders what changed since they fell out of touch.
Maybe he was lonely when he died, and I don't know why he did what he did. I don't know why he succumbed to hatred or the loneliness or the sadness.
Jensen used to spend a lot of time with Condit and assumed he would go on to have a good life.
He's not a psychopath. Something broke him. Something broke him, and I don't know what that was.
As investigators work to piece together a motive and loved ones grieve the victims of these bombings, friends of Mark Anthony Condit are at a loss to reconcile the person they knew with the person authorities believe terrorized a city for 3 weeks. Courtney Collins, KERA News.